The Thornoshe Leo Varadkar said that it's highly unlikely homes will be hit by blackouts or brownouts. Mr. Varadkar told the Dáil that the first port of call if energy shortages occur will be big energy users, including data centres. But he said that homes, farms and small businesses being affected can't be ruled out. He was responding to a question by Solidarity PBP TD Mick Barry, who said that the government had been advised by Airgrid and the energy regulator that there will be periods when the margin between supply and demand is going to be tight. He said this is particularly going to be the case over the next week or two as it is cold and there may well be little wind.
We did come close to an amber alert in the last couple of days. Haven't had one since August, although that may well happen. But an amber alert means that there is enough electricity available. It's when you get to a red alert that you get into a different scenario. That hasn't happened yet. We can't guarantee that it's not going to happen. But I do want to say this, is that if we get to the point where there's a red alert, where the demand for electricity outstrips the amount we can, outstretches the amount that we can generate, the first port of call is to power down the large energy users, which are the data centres that have their own backup electricity. So that's not the problem. And we're not going to see, we're not going to have a situation whereby the first call is on homes or farms or small businesses. That will be way down the line. So I do want to reassure people that the likelihood of brownouts or blackouts affecting homes or farms or small businesses can't be ruled out, but is highly unlikely, because in the unlikely event that we're short of power, it will be the large energy users, the data centres, that are instructed to turn on their own generating capacity, which they have and have to have.
The Thornoshe is speaking in the Dáil. Well, let's talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, the Thornoshe has also been saying today that ministers have been briefed in recent days on this situation by Energy Minister Eamon Ryan. So there is a plan in place, is there?
Yeah, there's a plan in place. And I guess this is just where things are getting real in political terms. There's always been a concern about what might happen to energy supply. But now here we are. We're in December. It's very cold. The wind has dropped. Just talking about the wind itself, it might be helpful just to quote a couple of statistics. In October of this year, wind accounted for 47% of Ireland's energy in October 2022. And up to that point, it had provided 33% of Ireland's energy up to that for the entire year. So it does account for a substantial amount of energy, and that's why there is a concern that in these events where you've got low turnout in or you've got a low amount of electricity generated, that it causes difficulties between supply and demand. And what you had there from Leo Varadkar was saying that things are going to be tight, but the government believes it's going to be able to protect the residential sector, the people living in farms, because the big users are going to have to jump out of the main supply and rely on their own energy generation capacity. And just by ways of explanation, blackouts, people will know, certainly people of my vintage, people got used to it in the 1970s where suddenly the power was gone. Brownouts is where you get a drop in supply, a drop in the intensity, and then usually it picks back up again. But hopefully, says the government, that won't happen.
All of this with us at leaders' questions in the last hour or so, and also raised with Leo Varadkar, once again, the housing and homelessness situation.
Yeah, Brian, I mean, it comes up regularly. Today it was from both Sinn Féin and the Labour Party. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, reading out letters from people who were nurses, finding it so difficult to find a place to stay, particularly in urban centres. And he was quoting how, in many cases, there's so much stress involved that nurses are emigrating because they just can't deal with it. Leo Varadkar said he did recognise that there was a very serious problem, that it was a very serious social issue for people, a very personal thing for issue, but he directed people towards statistics showing that 28,000 homes will be built this year, and that was the largest number in 10 years. The stats we've heard before, but just we're nearly running out of words, Brian, to be able to explain, our politicians are using to try and explain just how desperate some people are finding it.
Paul Cunningham at Leinster House, thank you for that.